"For Christmas, Dad, I want a dragon," said Susie one night as she sat on his lap. "Not a toy one, a real one that flies and breathes fire. And if I don't get one, next year I'll be bad." "Oh," said Dad. "I'm not sure that Santa has any dragons. They'd eat up his reindeer and stomp on his owls. What about a doll's house? You don't have one of those. Or that game you wanted with the hungry hippos?" But to all Dad suggested, Susie screamed, "No!" "Oh," said Dad. So ignoring her dad, Susie took pen and paper and wrote, "Dear Santa, I want a dragon. Susie, 54, Evergreen Close." Then she gave it her dad and demanded he send it. "Off to the post office you go." "Oh," said Dad, and he put on his coat. When Christmas Eve came, Susie went to bed early, but not before scoffing the mince pies laid out. "Those were for Santa," said Dad when he caught her. "Oh," said Susie, "you should have said." Next morning, Susie rushed to her presents, but her stocking was empty and the Christmas tree bare. "Dad," she screamed, "where are my presents?" "Oh," said Dad, "they must be somewhere." Then all of a sudden came a roar from the garden. "My dragon," screeched Susie, and she ran to the door.
"Wait,"
called Dad as he bumbled his way down the stairs with a yawn. But Susie ignored him and opened the door. "Oh," said Susie as she looked up and saw a dragon with wings and smoking nostrils. Dad flew down the stairs, but all that he caught was Susie snatched up by the dragon's great jaws. He ran to the door to tell off the dragon, but the dragon took flight and was soon out of sight, and that was the last of his Susie he saw.
"Oh," said Dad as he closed the front door.